Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. So today we have with us Dana Peaver, who is the Decision Smith, best-selling author, a decision expert who has created this five-step decision-making system and coaches all types of clients to move through those tough decisions and teaches them how to become more confident decision makers. Beautiful. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Mark. Great morning so far. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's fantastic to have you on the show and sharing what will be something super fantastic. I can't wait for this. So with no further ado, can you expand a little bit more on where are you today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Absolutely. I think to be able to do that, I'd like to take you back to the beginning just for 2 minutes. I won't make it long, but it was in a first year psychology class that I remember sitting in the front row, and up on the board, the TA had put this big onerous decision-making spreadsheet that related to research psychology. And I looked at it and my mathematical brain understood every line item. I know there were friends in my class that were like, you know, deer in the headlights. They had no idea what they were looking at. Mm. But what that prompted for me leaving that class was, wow, if there's this big process available for, you know, the scientists of the world and the doctors of the world and that kind of thing, what the heck is there for the human layman, you know, the person that's just making everyday decisions? So that prompted a journey for the last almost 35 years for me. I spent the next 15 years researching different types of systems to make decisions. Mm. And I tried them on myself and, you know, nothing really felt like it catered to all my needs. So that's when I set about developing my own system. So in those 15 years, I did that and I tested it and I tried it with, you know, a few.
Well, as you paint this picture, what was missing? You said didn't cater to all your needs. What were those needs that you could, that you saw, that you felt that weren't quite being honored or seen?
Yeah, it just, some of it felt too mathematical. Like the systems that I was using or testing either were very logical or very emotional. And I needed to pair those two because I'm a very mathematical person, mathematical brain, but I also am, you know, deeply in tune with my intuition. So I needed a system that married those two, because we have people who make decisions who are very logical and they don't know if they've made a decision, the right decision, because they haven't invoked the emotional side. Yeah. And then we have people who are very emotional decision makers and who don't know if they've made the right decision because they don't know if they've approached it logically. So this system marries the two and you leave knowing that there's no stone unturned. So
you're in the right place. Unforget Yourself is the power of woo and the proof of science. We bring these two worlds together because without it, something is missing. It is the entirety. So I love that there's a similar kind of flavor to, hey, something's missing. How can we bring these worlds together? How can we get the entirety? So what happened for you once you started to bring in, okay, this works and I need a bit of this, and just sort of building this, what was it like for you going through that kind of process of putting this all together?
Well, once I would get my results. So again, there's algorithms, mathematical scores, percentages, that kind of thing. It's still very kind of framework and black and white from that perspective.
Yeah.
But I knew that I was invoking my intuition and inputting all of the parameters that were important to me. And so when the result came about, it just created a sense of calm for me that I had looked at every possible angle, and I was so confident in the decision that, I was posed to make, that I moved forward without hesitation, to act on the decision that I knew I had in front of me. So, okay. And you know, that's something that started to work for me. But the real kicker was when I started testing it with some of my clients. And I said, you know, just a very few select people that I thought might benefit from it. And I started working through the process with them. And, you know, they were like, oh my goodness, you know, where has this been all my life? It really resonated with them. They're like, oh, that was easy. You know, if you Google how long it takes to make a tough decision, some of the responses are 4 years. Can you imagine wasting 4 years trying to make a decision? And people don't understand the weight that you carry, you know, making that decision or not making that. It boggles my mind. So to be able to offer this select few an opportunity to put a system in place that they could use for the rest of their lives on any decision they had to make.
That might, so you said about the stats that you researched, some people take up to 4 years to make a decision. I want to take that one step further with whether it's higher power, the universe, God, source, whatever you believe in, there is a level of we offset this. We try and throw the decision to other people. And then once we have a relationship breakdown, a financial challenge, a health scare. Those are the things that now, a global pandemic, someone's about to launch their brick and mortar business and then shut it down because they knew they wanted to do online, but were too scared to. So these, I think, situations that force us into a decision, for you power people to take back that control, to take back choice, to be able to do things purposefully rather than being led or being forced into it. Can you just outline what that actually means to your people?
One of the things that we talk about a lot is not making a decision is a decision, and it's a decision to put your life in other people's hands. And if that's how you want to live your life, I'm probably not the best person for you to talk to, because I want people to take charge of their own lives and make things happen for themselves. And I believe in the universe, and I get signs every single day. And I listen to the universe, but at the same time, I need to make a decision for me today with the information I have today. That's the best decision for me today. And I can't control what happens tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But I know that I'm living a life where I make the best decision for me right now, unequivocally, without hesitation.
With what I have, that statement right there. So you're making the best decision you can with what you have. We truly believe that everyone is doing the best they can with what they have. Put that frame against someone who's wronged you, someone who's challenging you. They're doing the best they can with what they have. It releases a little bit of that frustration, pressure. But taking that a step further, we do talk about this with Unforget Yourself, the prospect, the proposition that, okay, the information that you may need in order to make this decision actually lives on the other side of action. So the thing that you need, you think it's on the other side and actually does live there. How do you help your clients, maybe yourself, because this is a living, breathing system for you, to be able to make that decision, take that action, despite the fact that actually what the thing that they need the most, like, is it going to work? Well, that's on the other side of the action. Mm-hmm. That's a great example. Is it going to work? Well, you have to take it in order to know. So how do you get through that kind of state of time frame?
Right. I think when I'm working with clients and there are unknowns, that's a given. Like, nobody has a crystal ball. And nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So accept that. And I think one of the things that the system allows you to do is see what's good about the decision that you're making, and also acknowledge that, like, the system offers you a perfect score, like what a perfect, you know, option would look like. And that doesn't exist. Nobody's ever gotten 100% in terms of one of the options. So it allows you to say, okay, this is good, but there's also bad that comes with this decision. And that some of that bad might be the unknown, or some of the bad might be, you know, as an example, you take a new job and it's everything you could ever want, but the commute's an hour each way. You're accepting that 96% good with the 4% bad, but you know right there, like, it's spelled out for you what you're getting. There's no surprises. So to acknowledge that and to be okay with the bad, because, you know, I say to people, if you're making this decision, you are not allowed to complain about the bad because you already acknowledged it, you already understand it, you already know it, so you can't complain. If you get into that situation and that bad becomes something that's unbearable, then make a decision to change it. But, yes, you know, you need to make a decision today based on the information that you have.
The entirety of the yes. So the entire, what comes with a yes comes with associated no's and yeses. And this is a great concept. We spoke about this a while ago and it's fresh in my mind. So I just want to reshare this. The thought of, I struggle to say no to things. If
you
that
do,
is a concept, no, I don't. If someone did struggle to say no to things,
okay.
To reframe that as, hold on, you don't want to say no, but you know, by saying yes, you're actually saying no over here, and to reframe that as the thing you're trying to avoid is the thing you're actually doing. So by doing this, you're actually saying no and a hell of a lot. Okay, cool. Now we've established that, and now we've pretty triggered a fear response. How do we reduce that, see the landscape so that you can say the right no's and the right yeses? I mean, crumbs, with the yes to be a business owner, to be the coach that you are, is fantastic. What else? The entirety of the yes? Marketing, sales, accounting, admin, all the stuff that comes with it. That's the entirety of the yes. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you really want it? So what was it about going into business in this angle, to really focus in on this as your specialty? What was it like once you had that recognition? You had your clients saying, holy crap, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. What was that journey like for you as you then took those next steps to make this sort of maybe real and bigger?
You know, after testing the system and knowing that I had a hit, essentially, you know, that's when I went about incorporating it into, you know, all my coaching conversations, and it evolved into a spreadsheet instead of me doing, you know, calculator math. And then it became a web-based app. I remember before we had, you know, apps on our phones and things like that. And then evolved into an app that people can download and input their information into. And I think that the thing that kept me going, Mark, on a regular basis was the aha moments that I facilitated. And, you know, that may sound a little bit ego-driven, but ultimately, I'm helping you live a better life. So, like, just by sharing the knowledge that I have. So if that's perceived as ego, okay. But I just want to help you live a better life. And by, you know, incorporating this system into your daily, you will have, like, I've had Uber users that have used the system for years and they won't make a decision without it. And they're like, they live the best lives.
Okay, so there is no such thing as good or bad. It's just information from that perspective. So your driver here for your business is, it's 100% selfish and it's 100% ego driven. You love selfishly seeing the results that people are getting using your system. I mean, just to stand in that place, that's amazing. I mean, because there's, again, we can add that good and bad into it. Mm-hmm. It's only good. How dare you? You're super selfish. Just really getting off on seeing other people succeed with your system. That's quite funny to reframe that.
It is. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's interesting. I've been through iterations where there used to be a cost for my app or a subscription, or there was a limited number of options and factors. And, you know, I would work through things and I'd, you know, have conversations, and then I go to the app and there'd be like that pay component. And I was like, that always felt ick. So I just, it's free. It's free for whatever, like whatever you need. And that just feels so right for, you know, what I do.
Oh, from a business, let's double tap on that, because now you've just entered the world of sales and marketing and the perception of others and the authenticity that you're looking at. Sales for a lot of people is icky. It's that monetary exchange from people who have a purpose-driven business. I mean, crumbs, unforget yourself. How do we help everyone in the world? It's something that everyone should know in fucking school. This is a life-changing system that if you live by, you can't unsee it, and you can't not live by it. It puts you at complete awareness and decision-making and action-taking. But we should give away for free. No, we should charge a gazillion dollars for it. And it's find that balance with people that we coach around sales. I can't bring myself to do this. I'm going to do it for free. But you're trying to build a business, and that's the bloodline of your business. What's the strategy? Where's the ickiness? Mm-hmm. And all this stuff, you can talk about strategy, you can talk about technology, you can talk about delivery. It all comes back to the human aspect. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, again, no right or wrong, no good or bad, that ick, that the sound that you made there was perfect. That's what it's all about. That moment of, oh, okay, where is that coming from? What are you trying to avoid? Is it fear-based? Is it uncomfort? Is it overwhelm? What's the human component to that? For you, because it shows up differently for other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, great question. And I'm not afraid of sales. I'm not afraid of charging. You know, I've spent almost 35 years. The knowledge that I share is worth a lot of money. But I learned to monetize it in ways that didn't feel icky.
Yeah.
So the app is something that's available to everybody and for free. I write books, so I make money. You know, people are going to buy books. They know it costs money to buy books. It's not like I'm, you know, sharing that, oh, I have this great book and, oh, here it is for free. You know, people know they have to pay for books, or, you know, the courses that I have. You don't necessarily expect to have courses that are free. There's an expectation that, you know, there's something in return. So that's, you know, those, that doesn't feel icky to me to have to charge and monetize those assets. But ultimately, again, if I want to get a message to the world, I didn't want the app, which is the crux of everything, to come with any limitations for anybody.
Yeah. Beautiful. So it's for you, it's more of a strategic perspective. Having the app, the free, the book, very low cost, the courses, probably between low cost and mid cost. And then there's the private, the actual coaching that you do with your people, which is a higher level. There's a scale here. So how does the app and the books fuel? Because we all have different angles of this. Some of us love that one-on-one. Some of us love the direct approach. Others love to be on stage, not actually connect personally with their audience.
Right.
You have all the ingredients to do whatever you want here. So where is your desire? What is it that, again, let's get back to being a bit selfish.
Mm.
What is your driver? What do you love to do? If you could, where is your business going? If you could choose one thing, even right now, what would you be doing?
I've started to do a lot more keynote speaking.
Yeah.
And I love being in front of an audience, whether that be live or virtual, and being able to share the message that help is on the way. You know, there is something that you can do today that will change your life for tomorrow and forever. And so just to be able to see the faces light up with that possibility, that really speaks to me.
Yeah. And then at the next place, so to see the possibility, to see what options are available, then it's all about, cool, but what do I do with this? How do I apply it? What's the next sort of nature? Mm-hmm. Everything that you have here is you have options around how to bring people through to different areas, how to continue that engagement, how to, hey, if this sounds amazing, have you seen this over here?
Right.
It's kind of beautiful.
It is, because all of the assets that I've created over the years cater individually to whatever, you know, one person is going through. So somebody will come up and tell me a story and I'll be like, oh, you should read this book of mine. Somebody else is like, I'm right at the cusp. I know everything that I need to know, but I just can't make the decision. I'm like, let's get on a call. We'll have the decision made in 45 minutes. And they're like, what? And at the end of that call, they're like, oh my God, you know, I've been circling around this decision for months and here we did it in 45 minutes. So there's, you know, different avenues, like you say, based on how people learn or ingest or want to work through. Some people want one-on-one, some people just want to watch videos. So, you know, I've got YouTube channels and podcasts and things like that if they want to listen, but there's also like hands off and hands on, depending on what.
Okay. So you've built the system, the tool for decision making. You have all the assets that you need within business. I mean, Crumbs, you obviously have no challenges, no problems, no worries whatsoever, right? That's the way it works.
No. I wish it was that golden. I think there's always a question about where your next event is going to be, or who your next audience is going to be, or, you know, how you get in front of the next set of people to share that this exists.
Where is that for you? Because we talk about the sort of next level or the next level problems that, oh my gosh, if we can't manage these problems right now, how can the universe bring us those next level ones that we say that we want? And when we reach that, we realize, oh, this is new. This is different. Things aren't either working right or it takes more time. So as you've hit this kind of next level, where's your focus going? And what are those things you're like, yeah, hands up, I haven't got this bit figured out, I'm not quite sure what to do with this. Where are they?
I think, we've talked about the fact that as you go through life, we ebb and flow. And there's times when your business is at the forefront, and there's times when there are personal things that take more energy from you than maybe your professional life. So I think I'm coming out right now of a time when there were a lot of personal things that were getting attention. So I'm now able to focus back on, you know, my business and really expanding the audience that I currently have. So it's just, I'm getting back into the swing of things, and obviously, you know, sharing time on podcasts and doing more events from a speaking perspective, you know, that's where I'm headed, but I still don't know when or if, and I don't like using the word if, because ultimately it will happen. But I want to explode, and how do I make that happen?
Oh, that is the most glorious question in the world. How? If we can, Crumbs, there's the how, the strategy, the technology. What are the actual steps to get into this? And we could also take that and say, okay, this how. Because so many people focus on the hows are these important parts. That is what gets in the way. But the how that is important is how you manage yourself through this journey. It may be that, yeah, your emails, your speaking, your podcasts, your social media, your in-person events, all these things, there's the actual how. But for you to manage yourself through the decision makings, to stay in complete conviction, to be able to manage your nervous system, your brain waves, the thoughts, the feelings, managing us through this as an entrepreneur, I think that is the real challenge that we all face. Yes, we have to work out how to do Facebook advertising, or how to work on social media, or how does this funnel work? How do I take someone through and actually connect with them?
Right.
But the energy, the vibration, the frequency that we have, the what we enjoy. That's the ultimate problem, the ultimate challenge. And maybe that's always evolving, which is why it is the ultimate, because it does shift. You're a different person than you were a year ago.
Absolutely.
But would you change this for the world?
Oh, not a chance. You know, sometimes I think back and I, you know, I look at my life because I've hit some milestones and it's like, am I, you know, what legacy am I leaving? And I can always fall back on the number of people that whose lives have changed because they know how to make better decisions, or the number of people who have read my books and come to me and said, like, I know somebody who read one of my books, sold their house, moved to a new, changed the way they parented, like made these huge drastic changes. So if I look back, I'll never regret the path that I've taken. It's very niched. You know, it's not broad at all. It's a very linear path, but that will be my legacy looking back.
Wow. Crumbs, if everyone in the world could just like niche it down, if every entrepreneur, no, if every female mom entrepreneur had the ability to make decisions quicker with more conviction, wouldn't that change the world?
It would. And my message is, I can show you. Like, let me show you. I can tell you how to do that. So let's change the world together, okay?
Beautiful. Dana, look, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for sharing not only your passion and your angle and how you help people, but behind the scenes, as you're going through the next iteration, as you're maybe applying everything that you know at this next bigger, greater level. This is always so interesting. So thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, it's been wonderful, Mark. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you.
And for those that are like, hold on, give me the good stuff. Where can they find out more about you? Where can they get your app? What is it called? Give me the good stuff. Where can they go?
Absolutely. It's really easy. And I know you said it earlier. If anybody looks up The Decision Smith, that's my handle on all social media. That's my website address. That's what the app is called. I'm trying to make it pretty simple for people to find me. So just The Decision Smith.
There we are. Everyone, please go and check it out and let us all know about the decisions that you're making. In fact, this is your first decision. You've got to make a decision to go there to be able to. There's your first hurdle.
Perfect.
Do it. Go get it. Dana, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.